Happy Workers Children's Center is a non-profit daycare for disadvantaged children. The nursery and preschool currently has 170 students ranging in age from 2 months to 6 years old, and it is funded by United Way of Tampa Bay, several churches and colleges. Helen Redmond is a volunteer and is on the board of the directors at Happy Workers Children's Center. She says that the volunteers and interacting families make this daycare special.
How important it is for volunteers to become involved, for the community to know the type of education that is being given to the children here. Because it's important not only for the children here, but for children everywhere in the city and everywhere in this country. Because we really do not have a good education program in the United States, and it's desperately needed.
The curriculum director of the facility, Lisa Murray, says that at their center, volunteers and teachers have been stressing the importance of peace. The curriculum of the nursery and preschool is based on the Reggio Emilia approach from Italy and on 6 core values: making friends, caring, giving, sharing, respecting, and helping.
I just think it's important here because just the nature of the world right now. We have the war in Iraq, and every day there's someone getting shot or killed. So I just think it's important for the children to know that there's a different way. It doesn't have to be like that. We have been in this neighborhood for over 70 years. We want to continue to make this a safe haven for low-income parents who can't afford to take their children somewhere else but have to go to work or have to go to school. Then this is some place that they can bring them and know that they're going to be safe.
The center was the vision of Willalene McAdams, the wife of a Presbyterian minister. The tuition cost at this daycare is lower also because of the returning students who volunteer.
We have several children that have grown up here, graduated from here, gone out to school, did exceedingly well in school. One graduated this year. She came back to volunteer, so I think that's a positive. Her name is Samaya Thompson.
Gertrude Jones has been a teacher at this center for 34 years. Now she's also teacher supervisor there.
This school is, I call it a special place because we care about what the children are doing, what they are going to be doing when they get older. We mostly take care of the children's development and how they function in the classrooms, how well they get along with each other. And we try to get them to do peaceful things, being friendly, being kind to one another.
Every day, Johns sings songs to the children, reads them books, and does arts projects with them. Often, she walks with the children in the neighborhood and talks about nature and earthkeeping.
We're always trying to distill peace in them, to keep them from fighting each other. Just areas where they can get along with each other, reading books to them about the earth, about the world, about other people in other countries. And that's what our school is about.
The executive director of the center is Germaine Esperance. He was born in a pastor's home in Haiti. He knows about struggling to put children through school because his father didn't make a large salary. He says that at the center, they are keeping costs down thanks to the support they receive.
Because of United Way, we are able to subsidize for parents with low income. Most of them do go through coordinated child care, but those that coordinated child care cannot help, then we try to lower price here based on their income.
Because of that help, they are able to keep the children whose parents recently lost their job in the daycare facility longer. However, more needs to be done. Esperance wants to extend the school programs into evening classes for parents because he says that poverty comes from a lack of education.
And I determined to do something about the problem, whatever we can do, whatever. I'd like to use this school as a vehicle to help more. The school has been helping, but I would like to see more being done in this community through the school.
The biggest problem of the daycare is the lack of space. The current capacity is 200 students.
The plan was to build another school for 200 children. Every time I enroll or bring in one child, I turn 3 away because of a lack of space. If we are going to build a new school, then the new construction should also meet the need of the community to allow more children to come to our school.
Esperance says that the ongoing History Comes Home fundraising campaign may raise the $2.25 million still needed to complete the construction of the new campus. The proposed 18,000-square-feet campus will have 16 classrooms, and it will be a green building. The first phase of the construction, a wing for 170 children on 18th Street South, will start next year. For WMNF News, Andrea Lipka.